The Power of the Other. The startling effect other people have on you, from the boardroom to the bedroom and beyond, and what to do about it. Author, Dr. Henry Cloud. The Geometry of Relationships. Daniel Siegel is a professor at UCLA and a leading neurobiologist. He's one of the scientists whose studies of the brain help elucidate how it interfaces with the aspects of life that determine our success. The clinical arena. How we feel, think, and behave. The relational arena, how we relate to others. The performance arena, how we perform and what we achieve. The three elements that form the triangle of well-being work together to build, drive, create, and regulate our functioning and performance. They are our brain, or body, our relational connections, and our minds, which regulate the energy and information needed to live and perform. We need all three elements to produce change and high performance. The four corners of connection. From the moment we are born, the moment we land, a chip inside each of us starts searching for a connection to the right network. One that will provide us with the energy and information to go beyond our present ability, experience, and performance. In this searching, this needing a connection, is not optional for any of us. It is hardware and always on, even when we don't know it. And even when we don't even desire it. The need for connection begins before infancy and continues throughout life, from the womb to the tomb. The possibilities of where you are. You are always in one of four places of connection. Disconnected, no connection, the bad connection, the pseudo-good connection, and true connection. No matter what life circumstances you are going through, only one of them will help you thrive. The other three corners will always diminish your performance and your well-being. The key is to get out of any of the other three and into the only one that works. Think of this dynamic as the geography of relationships. Corner 1. Disconnected. True connection always means being emotionally and functionally invested in other people, in a give-and-receive dynamic. Disconnection lacks something, in one direction or the other, either in the giving or receiving. In this model of closed system leadership, it gets worse over time. Leaders operating from corner one are frustrating and confusing to be around. So imagine what it is to be in a personal relationship with a disconnected person. Interactions that should be fulfilling leave the partner feeling unheard, misunderstood, and able to have any impact on the disconnected party, who lacks empathy or expresses it only superficially. Do you want to know how you're doing if you're in corner one? Here are the signs to look out for. Clinical sign. Increased stress, lower energy levels, problems sleeping, increased levels of suspicion, distrust, and resentment. The relational sign. Not feeling as connected to others as you once did. The performance sign. Not getting the results you need and feeling as if it all depends on you to do so. Corner 2. A bad connection. It is a connection, preoccupation, or pulled towards a person who has the effect of making you feel bad or not good enough in some way. You try to get back to a place where the other person will feel good about you again, and you can feel good about yourself, so you spend time worrying about being enough in that person's eyes. Corner 2 annihilates high performance through self-doubt and self-deprecation. It doesn't even take a boss or another person to drive you into the corner. You end up there all by yourself. That happens when your primary connection is with an internal judge who has lived inside your head for a long enough time, perhaps someone from your formative years, or a significant other from your past. The message implanted by that person becomes the one your cheap seems to always connect to, getting a response that leaves you feeling not good enough and playing defense. By comparing yourself to some unrealistic, non-existent standard, you're always failing. You begin to take failure personally. Any bad event or result becomes proof that you are not good enough. As your confidence wanes, you find yourself smack dab in corner 2. Corner 3. The seductively false, good connection. You feel good, and sometimes really good. The positive feeling takes a variety of forms. The affair, the addiction, the attachment to promotion, awards, or positive results. Flattery is perhaps the worst drug of all corner 3 leaders. They thrive on it, and unfortunately, their position puts them in exactly the right circumstances for the pushers of this drug. The leader, or the spouse for that matter, who doesn't want to hear any criticism or disagreement with his or her ideas loses respect after a while. The connection runs shallow, and the shielded one looks out of touch, shallow, and self-centered. Corner 4. In the simplest terms, a real connection is one which you can be your whole self, the real, authentic you, a relationship to which you can bring your heart, mind, soul, and passion. Both are party to the relationship, wholly present, known, understood, and mutually invested. What each truly thinks, feels, believes, fears, and needs can be shared safely. Accessing your needs. There are real superstars. The ones with enormous talent and brains who realize that they don't have all it takes to get the big things done, but that everything they need to get them done exists in others. So they ask, they need, they embrace their need, and they connect from an authentic, vulnerable place. They grow, they learn, they thrive. Be one of those, no matter where you are. Humble yourself. Refueling. The true fuel of performance comes first from the experience of connectedness. That is available only in corner 4, where you experience the other as being with you and for you. In some situations, though, fueling requires more than just a quiet, understanding listener. Sometimes it must be action-oriented as well. Our corner 4 people sometimes have to wake us up and be pretty tough. They have to say some hard things, which sometimes hurt to hear, but just like the cut of a surgeon's knife that saves a life. Information and learning bring energy. Another way to bring new energy into your system is by gathering new information. That often comes in the form of a new connection, a new relationship with someone who brings in a different set of skills, knowledge, and expertise. If you're a business leader, please make sure to take your teams and people to off-site learning experiences. The right kind of energy. Whether as a leader, a parent, or a spouse, think about whether the dynamic you're creating will help release positive or negative energy. Are you surrounding yourself with people who fuel you? It is still very important to know who the drain is in your life, why you're spending time with them, and what their impact is. It is also important to know what your strategy is going to be to make sure that you are not infected in these encounters. As you go through the routines of your life, meeting with colleagues, catching up with family at holidays, having dinner with friends, or taking walks with your spouse, don't be afraid to check your own internal GPS to see how it's going. Where are you? Are you in lonely corner 1? Are you feeling crappy in corner 2? Are you experiencing feeling thrill in corner 3? Or are you feeling protected, advised, supported, and rewarded in corner 4? Which corner are you in? And who's in the corner with you? The answer to those questions will determine whether or not you get past your current limit, even all the way to your dream.